Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Here we are, my darling. Cheers. Helen, you look absolutely lovely tonight.
Do I really?
Yes, you look gorgeous.
So come on then, Vince, tell me, how long are you home for?
I have to go back on Sunday, but I won't be away for long this time.
So how long will you be away?
I'm sorry, Helen, but I don't know for definite. But I would think about a month at the most.
And then what?
Look, I've told you, I don't want to give up work yet. Well, not if I can help it. I want to keep going as long as I can.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, like most people, I don't want to give up work before I'm ready to.
Well, you will still be working, won't you, because you'll work here. You were a great help today, and it's obvious that I need you. I thought you enjoyed yourself today.
I did. But remember, I've been an engineer since I left school, and I can't just give it up.
But you seemed really happy today.
I know, I was. And I even like Millie, but that's probably because she doesn't say much.
Meaning?
No, I don't mean anything. All I'm saying is that since she's nice and quiet and gets on with the job... Look, Helen, I know we work well together, but the thing is...
Oh, Vince, there's always a but.
No, Helen, listen to me, just for 1 minute. I think while I can work for that company, I should.
So that means you'll be there forever?
No, it doesn't. But I mean it. For now, I want to stay. So are you right with that?
Well, I'd be happier if you were at home, but I do realise you like your work. So, what about a compromise? Let's say you work with them for one more year and then you finish. What do you think about that?
All right, that sounds fair to me. But then you do realise that I'll be coming home and annoying you.
Yes, you're right there. You probably will, Vince. You do know that I love you, don't you? And I don't want to lose you.
That won't happen, Helen. No. That would never happen.
You're very late.
Oh, I went for a walk. It's lovely out.
Well, sit yourself down. I want to give you something.
Oh, Kathy, I did say I didn't like our vases.
No, don't worry. I didn't buy one of those.
Good. Well, I had a thought. Should we try and mend the old one?
No, there's no need. I bought you this.
Oh, Kathy! Wow, I love it! Where'd you get this from?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. So, do you really like it?
Yes, I do. And it's better than the old one.
Do you really mean that?
Yeah, honestly. What's this? What's this, Kathy?
Well, open it and have a look.
Please find enclosed details of your holiday. Booked for Barcelona. We're going to Barcelona? Oh, Kathy, that's brilliant.
God, I'm so glad you're pleased. And look, just look at the price. It's all inclusive. And I got it dead cheap.
Blimey, that's brilliant. So I owe you half of that?
Yeah, if that's all right.
Yeah, it's amazing. God, I thought I'd be paying a hell of a lot more.
So you are happy with everything and you don't mind that I just went ahead and booked it?
No, I'm really pleased you've done it all. Thank you, Kathy. So we're going to Barcelona. God, I can't wait. So when are we going?
Oh, it's not until August.
Oh, that's perfect, Kathy.
Well, you can always depend on me to get things done. And look at the picture. Isn't the hotel beautiful? And there's tons of bars and cafes nearby, and it's near to the beach.
And is there a Pedro?
Oh, well, in Spain, there's bound to be.
Oh, boy. And I bet you find him.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Oh, hello, Jim. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I think I might be able to help you.
Oh, how?
Do you want to go for a drink?
Now tell me, Jim, how is going for a drink going to help me?
Well, I thought you might need one after this afternoon's meeting.
Oh, I see. No, I'm okay, thanks. Actually, the meeting went very well.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad about that. So, shall we go for a drink anyway?
I suppose we could do, but just the one, okay? I don't want a late night.
No, that's fine. Great. See you at the pub at 8, okay? Then you can tell me what happened.
When?
At the meeting.
Oh, Jim, you're a right nosy so-and-so, aren't you?
Do you want a coffee?
No, I'm all right, thanks. I think I'll have some juice.
So how did Vince get on?
Oh, I like him. And yes, he's doing okay. Do you know, he's ever so funny.
Well, he wasn't when I was there.
Well, you only saw him for about 5 minutes. No, he's a right laugh.
I wonder if they really get on.
What, him and Helen?
I get the feeling that he doesn't want to really be here.
What makes you say that?
I think he's too good for her.
You've only met him once. Why on earth would you think that?
I don't know. I just do. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind Helen, but she can be a bit abrupt sometimes. And I don't like the way she talks to Amy.
Oh, no, she's all right. Personally, I think she's done a really good job with the cafe. I wouldn't want to start a business on my own.
Well, maybe not. But if you did, I knew you wouldn't boss your staff about. And I bet you'd be nicer to your husband.
Oh, Jill. Well, I don't have either, do I? I don't have a business and I certainly don't have a husband, thank goodness.
Oh, you don't mean that.
Yes, I do. Who would want a husband?
Well, I suppose you're right there. I certainly don't want mine.
And Jill, now that you've mentioned Mike, have you heard from him?
Connie, you know I just don't want anything to do with him. So let's leave it at that, shall we?
Well, do you want to know if I've heard from him?
No. To be honest with you, I don't.
Here you are, Helen. In you go.
Thanks. Oh, thank you, Vince, for this evening. It was lovely.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
We must do this more often, you know.
I agree with you. And that's what we'll do when I'm back.
Well, I wish you weren't going back Sunday.
Well, I'm sorry, but it can't be helped. Look, let's go out again tomorrow night. Where would you like to go?
Oh, I don't know. Can we afford it?
Yes, of course we can. Anyway, it's my treat. Tell me in the morning where you want to go and I'll book it for us.
I don't think I'll wait until the morning to tell you. I'll tell you later.
Oh, well...
Vince, come here.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.